Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Amina. She had a birthday on yesterday, day before yesterday. We had a good time. Mean a happy birthday to you, God. Bless you with many more. And my man, Dow. Little Dow, they've been celebrating all week, but my man, he said, look, Jake, I'm approaching 31. Look, something is happening. You know, yeah, you getting there. You know, so many shout outs and many more blessings to all of you people. But my main man, Dow Lewis, his birthday today. And I tell you, man, they really enjoyed it. They have God bless it with a little something to help celebrate. So, man, many, many, many birthday blessings with you, man. All right, and as I step back, if you would, to this child spanking thing. And what would we do as parents or concerned citizens, if you would, if we didn't discipline our children? Now, you know, who can determine to what degree of understanding will a child accept? You know, some of them can take a spanking on the hand, and some of them can take a spanking on the behind, and some of them you got to bop on the head. You know what I'm saying? Now, I didn't say hit him on the head to the extent that you knock him out or bruise him to that extent. But, you know, there's different degrees of discipline in terms of how one can accept what you trying to have him or her to understand. And so, in that light, I just want you to say that spanking, for whatever reason, is fine. But discipline is a must. Discipline is a must. One of the reasons why discipline is a must, because if we don't discipline our children now, it'll come back to haunt us later. I'm telling you some good God honest truth. I was hard headed when I was little, and of course my mother was, you know, discipline was a thing, and I thought I was getting back at her. You know what I'm saying, for the things that I did because of the discipline. You know, I couldn't beat her or didn't have the thought of beating her. I mean, that left hand would be coming. But many moons I laid in a jail cell somewhere thinking about why didn't I listen to Mama. You know what I'm saying? Mostly what she's saying is true, because none of the things I did, none of my other brothers and sisters did, they didn't go to jail. They never wound up incarcerated. Me. And as a consequence, I spent over 42 years of my life in jail. So I just want you to understand that, you know, jail ain't no bargain. Discipline is. You have to discipline your children. And so, Pope, I'm going to give you a shout-out because, you know, we just have to understand why the people that's telling us that they don't want us to discipline our children is for what reason? You understand what I'm saying? Because they want us to be unruly. I'm telling you some good truth. They want our children to be unruly. They want us to be spoiled brats. They want us to be put in a situation where if somebody touches us, somebody gonna lock you up. Okay, for what? For you being wrong? And so then you doubly wrong if you run and tell somebody, my mom or my daddy beat me, you understand what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't do such and such a thing that he or she forbid me to do or asked me not to do or told me not to do. I can do what I want. No, you cannot do what you want to do. You know, you must do it. And then who is the first people that they come to when the child has done something wrong? And the police come in the place, or the authorities, if you will, they come in the place. They come to your parents and say, you should have taught them better. Well, how can you, you're teaching everybody to talk is one thing, but teaching everybody discipline is, I'm telling you, a hell of a thing. You just can't teach discipline in the sense that everybody understands discipline in the same fashion that they understand English. It's just not that simple. It's just not that way. And the people who wants us undisciplined knows exactly that. That's exactly what they think. They know exactly that. They know that if you have an undisciplined child, then sooner or later they're going to have that child. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't discipline your child now, sooner or later somebody else is going to have that child and going to discipline that child. you know, and so what's the state going to happen to them? Well, we'll take a look at some of the things that happen when other people discipline your child. And I'm speaking about the law, if you would. We found that people that have been mentally challenged or physically challenged or whatever, you know, has been strangled to death or beaten to death, shot in the back, if you would, shot 2 or 3, 13, 14 times in police custody. And then what happens when they go for the grand jury for putting their hands on your child? Nothing. Absolutely nothing, because they say they were undisciplined. They were unruly. They did things that were unbecoming to the police officer. They threatened his safety. Well, what happened when he threatened his or her safety, the child's safety, and you discipline them, or yours, or the household? If striking a match or doing something in the house that puts the whole family or the whole household at a disadvantage, or something that may take place. Yes, you discipline your child, you're going to jail. If the people that put you in jail discipline your child, they say they were doing their duty. And so what is the duty for them to discipline your child and kill them and choke them to death and choke holes and shoot them because they just got a hood on or something walking down the street? You understand what I'm saying? Then you doing it. You think about that. And then here's something I learned in the later years that completely woke Jake Johnson up. Completely woke me up. And then I'm going to pay some bills after I tell you this, and I want you to think about this. In the Federal Bureau of Prisons, you know that if you are 41 years or older, they give you a plus point and help you get out. If you're younger, 29 years and a young 30s, you know, like that youth act and that youth age, they give you a minor. They want to keep you longer. They try to keep you longer because you're younger. Why? Because the younger generation, the younger people had to keep our prisons going. You think about that, and I'm going to pay some bills. Want to give a shout out, first of all, to my insurance company, Allstate Insurance Company. You people, you must understand that you must have insurance for your automobile. Look like everybody, his brother, his cousin, even the dog got a car. And so in order to have it, and especially in the District of Columbia, I know that, you must have insurance. And I'm telling you that Allstate Insurance Company, they got a home office in Northbrook, Illinois. But we got a station right here at 6103 Baltimore Avenue. And I'm telling you, you wouldn't have a better agent than Ms. Andrea Rowley. Look, let me tell you something. this woman gave me the blues, but she is for real. She knows that you must have insurance, and they try all in their power to see that you keep it. And I'm telling you, I can attest to this. That Allstate Insurance Company is the best. And they're at 6103 Baltimore Avenue in Riverdale Mill, straight out Rhode Island Avenue. You cannot miss it. But if you can't get there, if you would, then call on the phone, 301-779-1120. That's Allstate Insurance Company. I'll be talking a little later about them. These people, Ms. Andre Rowley, is at 6103 Riverdale, Baltimore Avenue, Riverdale, Maryland. Look, you need this insurance. Go see her, and I'm telling you that you won't walk out there satisfied and completely covered for what you choose to get. And my man, he celebrated his birthday today. Little Dow Lewis. Man, God bless you. God be with you, man. It's big. But you know they have a Go Green project. And more importantly, you know, the district government just granted a family community fellowship, and which Little Dow is a fundamental part of, because he had the Go Green project. They got the Dr. Block cleanup project, you know, beautifying the lawns and the trees and the blocks and all that type of stuff. They had that project. So this is how good they are. And as you know, the D.C. government wouldn't think about getting them to adopt the block and to have that project if they weren't. So they got the Go Green project, and they had they do spring cleaning, and they do mulching, starting and seeding and planting and pruning and perennial cutbacks, light lawn mowing, tree and shrub fertilizer, disease and inspection treatment. I mean, they do it all, trust me. And the company promised to deliver quality service at an affordable price. Now, well, how can you beat that? Look, they got over 30 years of experience. Their father, Darrell Lewis, Pastor Darrell Lewis, is the district elder here at the Family Community Fellowship Church. And I'm telling you, man, he knows what he's doing. He had a $5 million contract and put it down to put on the collar and to follow what Jesus has ordained him to do. But I'm telling you, both of these people are amazing. You can contact them at 240-370-1789. Or you can call them right here at the fellowship, 202-396-1179. And they can give you a free estimate. And they will give you a free estimate. So if you would, give them a call. And the number here to call, if you would, is 646-668-8573. Call in, Zay. Hello. I'm out here, you man, and say something to them. So if you want to do a good service and have your family a house and household looking good, Go Green and call Darrell Lewis again at 240-370-1789. Call him right here for a free estimate at 202-396-1179. Nay, Jamal, what's happening? Jamal, my man. Okay, and you should also, you know, I know you all love children, you know, and so you always want to have your children at their best during his or her birthday. And so, you know, we have several people on staff here at the Family Community Fellowship Church who could think of doing nothing else than have your child looking good, feeling good, and being good and representative of a special day. We have Creations by Dee Dee. Now, let me tell you something about this young lady. She's an entrepreneur in her own right, and she is well-deserving of you people to give her some respect in terms of what she does. She does customized tools. T-shirts, Converse, Uggs, and Timber. Now, you know, anybody can make Uggs look good. It had to be exceptionally well, and she does exactly that. And I'm telling you, see, I'm talking about, and then she do face painting. And she told me one day, a couple of weeks ago, she said, Jake, you know what else I'm going to put in my repertoire? I said, what, dude? She said, I'm going to buy me a Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Ronald Rabbit and all them people. I'm buying all them costumes. And so when I get to these kids' parties and birthdays, celebrations, I'm going to see that they really enjoy themselves and have these real-life people there. So give Dee Dee a call, if you would. And she's at 202-903-3749. Or you can email her at deanna.thaxton@gmail.com. On Instagram at Creation by Dee Dee. On Facebook, Creations, again, by Dee Dee. And so, you know, I beseech you to give her a call. This is a young lady that knows what she's doing, needs you to understand what she's doing. She just don't have no way of reaching out to the community other than through us. So if you would, give Dee Dee a call again at 202-903-3749. Look, people, we have to begin to support our black communities. I mean, that's just it. You know, that's just it. We have to do that. You know, we got to go out to Chuck E. Cheese and Hong Kong to get something to eat and all that type of stuff. And we have people right in our own neighborhoods who were able and can have the ability to help our children and help us, you know, at low affordable prices. You know, to give his birthday party. And then, you know, there's also Kendra Lewis. And she has the House of Arda, if you would, and I think that's Kendra spelled backwards. And she her director is written a song. And I'm telling you, for setup, for parties, office gathering, even fashion design, you just have to test your own self in terms of knowing the ability of our black people to help one another and to bring about a change within our communities about the things you don't get. They're not on the post office saying when they pick you up or the most wanted. These people most want you to help them. And so when you don't read about them on the 6 o'clock news for doing something dangerous or desperate, you know, it's not news to you. But I'm here to tell you that these people can do that. And then there's Dion Lewis, he's the founder of For You to Wake Up, and Kendra Joseph, founder of Free. These people, young entrepreneurs. It's something we many past here were trying to figure out something to do to get the show together in terms of how to put my music on. But she said right down here, that's a little Kendra Jones. So these two numbers are called 202-390-9984 and 301-433-3445. Again, I beseech you to try these young folks and give them a call. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. And you're going to hear from me again before this is all over, because I'm going to come back to you, because I love the inspiration and the ability of these young folks to do stuff. So, D.D., Kendra, two Kendra, as a matter of fact, Beyond, Brittany, you know, give these folks a call. I'm telling you some good stuff. Give these folks a call. Give them a chance. And then if they do something wrong, hold me accountable. Jake, you gave me some bad information, and I'll see that they straighten it up. But you can trust me. I know these people will not let you down. Give me a call if you will. 646-668-8573. Nay-Nay. Jeremiah. Adrian, love you. Okay, and look, y'all, there's smoke. And this is the only car wash in the district that I know of that pick up and deliver your car for washing. You hear what I say? Enterprise, I think they say they bring the car to you. But these people pick up and deliver it, clean it for $5 and bring it to you. And they say, he said, if you want to shine, keep smoking mine. He's open year round. Smoke Car Wash. He's at 1021 Bayberry Road, Northeast Washington, D.C. Man, give that man a call, a shout. Here's another black entrepreneur that we just passed up there, you know. Who else says they're going to pick up your car for $5, wash, clean, and bring it back to you? So give him a call if you would. 202-396-1275. Smoke, that's right there on Bayberry Road, 1021. Give him a call. 302-396-1275. That's Smoke, my man. Give him a call. Get your car washed. Minivans. I mean, you know, they steam engine your engine. They do bubbling. They wash inside and out. I mean, they do it all. Carpet seats. I can tell you, because that's where I get mine done. And you see how I ride. I mean, I ride like I appreciate my ride. And they appreciate cleaning the car for you. And then there's my buddy, India's Flower Creation. And her name is India Gibson. People, let me tell you some good stuff. They still have a flower around this place for the invitation with our pastor when he was elevated to district elder and overseer. He's with the International Bible Way Church of America. And he's our pastor right here at the Family Community Fellowship at 2026 Maryland Avenue. Northeast Washington, D.C. We're on the second floor every Sunday at 10 o'clock for Sunday school, 10:45. Our main service of that is at 11 o'clock. Look, you want a blessing? get you. And you know, you come one time, and I'm guaranteeing you coming back. You're coming back. And they have on Tuesday night, they have what they call a Bible survey. And then I think sometime in March they're gonna go back to Bible study, because by the time you get finished with the survey, when you get to Bible study, you'll certainly understand what God is talking about and what part did you play in God's lifestyle for you and the church. I'm telling you some good stuff. So come down. But India decorated some flowers for a couple of months ago. The flowers are still here, and people still come to marveling about. Who set this up? So if you want to have anything for your office or your home in terms of creations, give Annie a call if you would. She's a wonderful person, and she does a magnificent job. See, all these people that I talk to you all about, I know them personally, and I stand behind everything that they do. Trust me. And if I promote them on this show, it's because they're well worth the time. So give her a call if you would. Annie Gibson, 202-658-1553. And again, when you hear me to talk about this, it's not just once. I'm going to come back again later. And I'm going to remind you that you need to support this people. Even me here, I'm asking, you know, because I need some donations too, if you would. I certainly need all of y'all to help me. We're going to be on the internet, Facebook, and YouTube, and all that type of stuff. A nation in prison. May God have mercy. Give us some mercy, if you would. And all your donations, if you're going to send me something, send it to 2007 Merlin Avenue Northeast, Suite 102. Suite 102. At Washington, D.C., 20002. And any size donation is accepted, big or small. And then, send your donation to me, James Johnson, if you would. Or you can send it to the Family Community Fellowship. It's all tax deductible, so you don't have to worry about, I'm going to get credit for this. So, yes, you're going to get credit for it. But more importantly, you keep this type of information on the air. You keep my lines open. And so you can come to the show. 646-668-8573. Look, call me. So Jake, look, I got something I want to talk about. Call me. We broadcast live every Monday. If you want to advertise something, come up with it. No, them other shows that you listen to, the hip hop and the go go and all that kind of stuff, they don't tell you to come on up there. You got to open the invitation. You have an open invitation, I'm telling you. If you want to have something advertised, I'm your man. Come on up here. And then there's, man, you want to talk about get something to eat? You want to get something to eat? Man, Harlan Diggins, I'm telling you, this, of course, they're my family. But if they wasn't, I would still promote their goods. These people got the best food and seafood, anyway, on the East Coast. They had 12 and 8. And, you know that you get a good meal when you even buying a sandwich from Harlan Diggins. I think they open from about 10 o'clock in the morning to about 2 o'clock at night. My brother-in-law, Donald Beach, he got the night shift from 7 to 2. And I'm telling you, these people got the best fish and chicken in the world. And then there's Diggins' daughter, Ramona. And her and her daughter, they got the fish up on 6912 4th Street Northwest, right up there next to Tacoma Station. Up there, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm just telling you, she got a thing, said one bite and you hook. And I'm telling you, man, I ate some bread pudding up there one day that I thought I was going to look like a glutton up there, Because I don't know how many times I reordered it, but the fish is out of sight. I don't eat chicken and none of that other stuff. But I'm telling you, I love seafood. Trust me, I love seafood. And they have a variety on their menu. I'm talking about if you go up there, you're going to be well satisfied at 6912 4th Street Northwest. Any one of those Hearth and Diggers, that you're going to get what you're looking for. And so, look, Pastor going to start his broadcast back on Sundays. You know, it's called Generation by Faith, that we're under that same umbrella. You know, and so he broadcasts every Sunday morning, 9 o'clock if you would, and to 10. If you want to hear some stuff about God and the gifts that He has for you and the blessings that He also blesses you with for having the faith and the goodness to just listen to Him, man, tune in on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. I'm telling you, you're not gonna do it. And then my man, look, Chateau, old Nut Cohen, he's there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You know, if you want to rent a place on Saturday, I think he's there Thursdays and Fridays and Wednesday with Breeze also. You know, and it's something interesting about this. Again, I'm telling you about how we do in our black community. He has his place set aside strictly for the mentally and the physically challenged people on Thursday. You know, no alcohol, but they give them a good time. And I'm telling you some good stuff. And they feed them, you know. And I think that they're more than $4 or $5 to get in there, if that much. But listen, to have a place for these people to go every week, it ain't like being in one of these homes somewhere or whatever they might be in, and you say once a month or every two or three months they give them some kind of dance or something like that. This is every week, every Thursday. Go by the Chateau on Thursday night and see the medical transit vehicles lined up out there. You cannot beat it. You would have to thank God for this man, Doug Coleman. And I certainly thank him for my known brother, been knowing him. But, every time that he do this, I look at him with a more heightened respect. Because I appreciate you. He's got a good staff out there, his son, Ronnie, his manager, Lulu, and James and David. And I'm telling you, Paul, they got a niece, they got a good staff out there. And they said birthday parties, they will set up for you for birthday parties at any time, any day that they're open. So you're going to really appreciate it. Then you never heard no foolishness about the Chateau. All that shooting and somebody jumping on somebody, stepping on their toes and all that old crazy stuff. We don't have that. And on Wednesday, you know, you like the idea of you think you're cute, like to do selfies and all that type of stuff. They put you on TV on Wednesday. And from 6 to 10, come on out and see Breeze on Wednesday from 6 to 10. I'm there, too. A lot of people thought I couldn't dance, you know, because for a couple of years I wouldn't, because I have a medical condition with my hip and my back. But the people said, man, break loose, Jay. Get to getting like you was when you was a young. So I'm telling you, I'm getting there. And so if you think you can make a move and you won't dance, come on out on Wednesday and try. And sometimes I'm there on Fridays, too. Every now and then you catch me slipping up in there and making a move. But come on out on Wednesdays and do something. And then on Fridays, you know, they have what they call a happy hour. I think you can get in free from 6 to 7. Man, and they feed you at about 7, 7:30. And then again, they feed you at 12 for nothing. Free, you know. So, get in before 7, everything free. Then after that, I guess they go back to regular prices. But you really going to enjoy yourself. It's healthy, a good, safe, and peaceful environment. So just come on to the Chateau and party with us, you know. And then, you know, if you sick and you like herbs and all that type of stuff, you know, you can go up to Dynamic Wellness up there with my man Nate Mines up there. He's a certified health consultant. Good dude. And they got good food up in there. You can't get no Coke shop, you know, and that kind of stuff in there. But they got some good wholesome food in there. Good herbs and good advice. So if you if you, you know, if you have just the desire to get your health and keep your herbs and stuff in shape, come on out and see my man Nate Mines up there at Dynamic Wellness. He at 428 Street, Northeast Washington, D.C. Give him a call if you would at the store, 202-547-0163 or 0241. And, you know, you can call your cell phone, talk to him personally, especially if you got, you know, some health situation that you want to talk to him about. He's a certified health consultant, and his cell phone is 301-213-6999. And so that's Dynamic Health and Wellness up there with Nate Mines at 428 Street Northeast, Washington, D.C., 2002. Look, all these people I'm telling you are bona fide people that uplift a black fallen community, and they are here to help. And then, you know, this is one of my whole co-hosts, Earl Pope. He loved these people, Nellos, you know what I'm saying? And they got what they call famous North Carolina barbecue with soul food. You know, now you can get pork chops and all that kind of stuff from Tuesday to Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. They close Sunday, Monday. And so you can call them, I guess, and order something at 202-520-8159. And they're at 6820 James Farmer Way and Capitol Heights Mall. Give them a call if you would. They got a good menu. Baked chicken breast, pork chop, fisk, and barbecue, chicken wings. You know, I'm telling you, got some good stuff. Right? Meatloaf. That's the first people I did serve meatloaf. But pork ribs and cabbage, coleslaw, yam. You know, so sweet potato pie, cake. I mean, you know, turkey wing. Man, they got something for you. So that's Nello's, if you would. At 202-520-8159, and give these people a call and get yourself something to eat, you know, because that's what we do, you know. It ain't about all fried chicken, people, you know. It's about sometimes doing something to nourish your body and to get some nutrition in your body. And so you're always talking about you getting fat and lost this and do that. And you know, this is something that I was going to talk with you about, my desire to get this program up and running a little stronger. Now, you know, as it stands now, I got over 2,500 listeners, so I appreciate you. I really appreciate you, you know, and most of y'all just listen because you won't call in at 646-668-8573. You just call in and say, Jake, man, I appreciate you, you know. Don't be in prison for real, you know what I'm saying? That's the name of this show, is A Nation in Prison. And what I'm thinking is that, you know, a lot of stuff we keep in our mind, you know, that we can air out. And anytime, you know, I keep telling you that this world that we live in is nothing but a big old classroom. Each one of us can teach one of us. We know that we know what we know, but everybody don't know everything that we know. And so we can teach everybody. And if you try to teach somebody something, you don't have to just take them by the hand and set them down. You can just do what you're supposed to do in a professional, a respectful manner, and people were going to recognize it and understand that. So, you know, we need to build up our black culture, people. I'm telling you some good stuff. We need to build up our black culture, and we need to start with our children. You know, like I said, I don't like the idea of you not disciplining your child. I didn't say kill him. I didn't say bruising. I said discipline. And if Mike is in fashion in a manner that they understand and accept in terms of discipline, then that's what you do. Discipline your child. Discipline your children. Discipline these people, man, because they that if you teach them the right way now, they will certainly appreciate it later on. It's just that way. This one is the thing with me that I'm there with it. Trust me, I'm there with discipline. And as a result of that, I don't know, we got 15,000 to 20,000 black people locked up around the country. We're from Washington, D.C. Every federal institution in the system got somebody there from Washington, D.C. Some of them got 200 or 300 of them. You know, because they don't want, no institution want to keep that many D.C. guys in their institution. But they have them locked up all around the country. And if you talk about you got 50 or 60 federal institutions, say if you got five of them, and you know you got more than five D.C. guys in the institution. Just think about that. How many of us that you have in there? Then all our children. You know, not a receiving home or a new beginning, you know, because only the ones, the less violent ones, have the new beginning. The more violent people, they send away out of the town. All our children and our adults are out of town, and so you know, unless they have a misdemeanor and house at the jail, they're going out of town. Trust me, they are going out of town. And so, what I propose. And I was trying to get a meeting set up with the city council and some other people about just doing this, is that I'm going to have a Skype visiting program, you know. And what I want to do with it is that, you know, we will set up something right here at 2026 Maryland Avenue, have about 50 stations, you know, that we can connect with every institution in the United States, where we have our people in. You know, every week, twice a week or something, you got to be worrying about a long distance call. Sometimes once a month or a couple times a month, you thinking about, well, I got to go see. My son or somewhere, or my daughter somewhere, I got to go see him. You understand what I'm saying? And so you got to put up money to visit a hotel over the weekend. If you're gonna leave on Friday when you get off work, you don't reserve a hotel at least for Friday night, Saturday night. You know, because you might leave Sunday. But that's you know, that, and then it costs gas or train fare or plane fare to go, you know. So what I propose is that we have a Skype program right here in the District of Columbia, so you don't have to worry about going out of town. You can come right here and visit them, because mostly if you go to jail, you do the same thing. You visit through a Skype program. You go to jail over at DC General. And you go in there, and the people are at the jail, and you sit at and talk to them through the Skype program, and that's just at the jail. And so what I'm introducing is a Skype program that we visit our adults and our children that's housed in centers and institutions out in Washington D.C. And so that'll save down from the long distance calls. It'll save that you don't have to worry about you telling you to try to get you to bring them contraband or something in there, the institution's going to love it, because they don't have to search everybody, so on and so forth. It's certainly from watching TV, you know. So, you know, we're trying to get a contract with the government to support this program. And then if you could support it, you know, we're trying to find, we're going to have a small price for you to come twice a week, you know, to visit your loved one wherever he is through the Skype program. You don't have to worry about going out of town. You don't have to worry about carrying nothing. You don't have to worry about gas or the car going to break down and all that type of stuff. You can visit right here, and you don't have to worry about how many children you can bring them all right here and do that, and we're going to have it set up so this can be done at least twice a week. I don't care where he or she is out in the United States. We're going to try to set that up to have that done. So if you think it's a nice program, you know what I'm saying, give me a call. We're at 646-668-8573. Earl Pope, where you at, man? That's my co-host, man. Love you, man. And give us a call. I had hoped that our ANC commissioner, Ms. Kathy Henderson, would have came in today and give us a shout-out and see what she could do in terms of helping us get the Skype program going. Because, anytime that you do something, you know, you need to think about how you can best help your community and your fellow citizens. And so that's what we're doing here at A Nation in Prison. We're trying to make things better for all our black community people who have somebody incarcerated. And all you guys out there that think about has been incarcerated, that think that you need to go back or you need to do something wrong, come on in and talk to me, man, because I'm telling you, you know, I did it for 2 years in jail. Installment plan, but I did it, you know, and you know, I ain't getting no money, but I ain't getting no trouble either. I ain't getting no charges, you know. So come on in and talk to me, man, and you know, little Antonio, you know, he's got a little program set up where if you want to talk to him about anything, you know what I'm saying, or y'all got problems, they got a mentoring program on Tuesdays right here at 7:30, if you would, from 7:30 to about 8:30, 9:30 or something, 6:30 to 8:30 or something. So come on in on Tuesdays at 10. But I'm also interested in Morton's Pharmacy. They have a place at 724 East Capitol Street Northeast, and they're at 202-543-1616. They have a picture, a perfect a place up there for you to get your pharmaceutical supply. So go by Morton's Pharmacy up there, 724 East Capitol Street Northeast, Washington, D.C., and see what they have in store for you up there. Anytime that you want to have your prescription or something, feel, give them people a shout out out there. I just want to go back to something that I learned myself. I had some skepticism about, and that's this Black History Month. We all know that this is Black History Month. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, they always give blacks the short end of the deal of everything. And so it's not surprising that they gave us the shortest one in the year to celebrate Black History Month. And I just recently learned myself that that's not wholeheartedly the truth. I think what happened was that they were trying to recognize the two people who were basically more instrumental in coming up with being interested in blacks at all in terms of how we could keep the black community or the black culture apprised of what we do and how we did things. And so they wanted to do something with Abraham Lincoln and I think Booker T. Washington, if you would, in between their birthday. I think both of their birthday was in the month of February. And so at first they had something they celebrated between the hours, between those two birthdays, and I think it was Black History Week. And then I think later in the 60s or the 70s, maybe, you know, later, they come out and say, well, you know, there's so much stuff going on with the blacks that we kept out over the years that, we just need to stretch it out and give them a better recognition than we do. And so they scheduled Black History Month for the whole month of February. Now, I don't know to what extent that you would appreciate that or not, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we as black people, man, we still haven't got to the point where we believe in one another, that we believe that we are the most important race and culture on this earth. Trust me, you are the most important person on this earth. you black people, I'm saying. You're the most strongest, the most intelligent, and we just need to understand that and try with all that we know how to help one another. We just would not support one another. All these people that you heard me talk about earlier, I'm talking about the Allstate Insurance Company at 6103 Baltimore Avenue, Riverdale, Maryland, Ms. Andre Rock, 301-779-1120. You need insurance for your car, and this is a black lady trying to desperately help her with insurance for our vehicle. Will you support her? Call her and let her know. That's Allstate Insurance. Allstate, you hear about it on TV all the time. So I ain't that Jake that they talk about from Allstate. And I don't wear no catches, but I certainly appreciate Allstate Insurance Company. And I'm speaking for Ms. Andre Riley, and she's at 6103 Baltimore Avenue, Riverdale, Maryland. Give her a call if you would at 301-779-1120. I cannot stress to you how important it is for you to have that insurance on your vehicle. And smoke if you want to keep your car looking like you look, good and clean, shined up. Not only that, he'll come and get your car for $5 extra. He's at 1021 Bradenbury Road, Northeast Washington, D.C. The phone number is 202-396-1275. Give Smoke a call. They have some wonderful people there. They do not put anything on your car, machines and that type of stuff. It's all hand done. And then there's Kendra Lewis, the house of RJ, and Brittany Silas, who's her director, Dion Lewis, and Kendra Joseph. These are all entrepreneurs that set up birthday parties, office parties, surprise birthday parties, trips, whatever you want to have set up, they can do it for you and help you with your bills and insurance and that type of stuff. 202-390-9984 or 301-433-3445. You know, I'm telling you some good stuff, people. You need to have these people to just say, well, okay, I'm gonna try to raise my black community. Just like you helping me by tuning in and listening to this program, I wouldn't promote them if they weren't worth it. And there's a creation by Dee Dee. I'm telling you, this young lady does a wonderful job. And if you know anything about herbs, you know that if she can do something to make herbs look good, she is a good person to call and have faith in. She does customized tutors and T-shirts, Converse, Uggs, and Tims, and she do face painting for kids and parties and all kind of events for children. So if you would, give Dee Dee a call, please. You know, 202-903-3749. That's Dee Dee Creations by Dee Dee. She's also on email, Instagram, and Facebook, and it's Creations by Dee Dee, or email at DeonnaFaxon@gmail.com. But give her a call, please, 202-903-3749. And then we have, you know about the dynamic health wellness program. Oh, wait, Nate Mines up there. He's at 402 East Street Northeast. Man, give these people a call and try to understand that you know, we're still in existence because we want to help. For no other reason. These black people are still in existence because they want to help. And a lot of times, we had to come out of our pocket. You think that, you listen to, ask yourself, have you sent, donated me one dime since I've been here, and I'm going on almost a year in May. Tax deductible money. I don't care how much it is. Nate Mines is a certified health consultant. He's at 402 East Street Northeast. If you want to call the store, 202-547-0163 or 0241. Then if you want to talk to him in private, call Nate on his cell phone, if you would. 301-213-6999. And tell Nate, man, Jake, I heard about you on Jake's radio program on Nation in Britain, you know, and he might even do something for you. And then there's Lil Dale, my man, his birthday today. Shout out to you, man. God bless you, man. That's my man. And he's at the Go Green Project. They do spring cleanup, mulching, starting the season, planting, pruning, perennial cutbacks, like lawnmower, tree and shrub for fertilizer, disease treatment, and disease inspection. And then, you know, they give you a free estimate. So call Daryl if you would. 240-370-1789. Or you can call them right here at the Family Fellowship Community. 202-396-1179. Man, I'm telling you some good stuff. You need to get your house looking good, you know what I'm saying? For these people. Then you have my brother in your flower crazy. I'm telling you, she does a wonderful job. That's Andy Gibson, if you would. I told you I was coming back to these people. And 202-658-1553. You know, she sets up your office and office plans. And look, Kendra Lewis does the same thing with her program. You know, all these people, you know, are setting these programs up for people like you and myself. And they don't go by word of mouth because we don't support them. So they ain't getting the kind of money that they can advertise on them big radio stations that you listen to all the time, that you hear all that stuff about degrading your girlfriend or your mother and calling them a whole bunch of names that you're forbidden to call, but you're about their records. Go see them for $40 to $50 and won't pay them $40 to $50 to set up a thing for your children or something, or a birthday party, or have an event. I mean, this is what we all about. This is what we all about. You know, we won't spend that money with it. And I don't know why, but we should. Then there's, you know, people like the Nut Coleman over at the Chateau nightclub. When I told you what he do for the minute and physically challenge people on Thursday night, no other club in the history of Washington does what he does for these people. He gives them a night out every week, every Thursday. Go by on Benning Road and pass the Chateau. You can go in if you don't want to. Just ride by and see all those medical transport vehicles out there. All these people, they're having a good time. They ain't drinking, they ain't getting nothing to drink, you know. But they got but juice and water, and they feed them good. And then people having a good time. Wheelchairs, crutches, canes, everything, paralyzed, whatever. They in there and they having a good time, and they enjoying themselves, and people enjoying themselves being around. And you don't hear nothing about what's going on over there. And that they ain't gonna put that on the Washington Post or in the news, play you in the news. They ain't gonna say nothing about that, because he's doing something to promote the welfare of mentally challenged, physically challenged people in this time. For little or nothing. You don't hear about that. Some of y'all got people in these nursing homes and that type of place, you know, that's physically challenged or mentally challenged. Well, for all practical purposes, you know, you should really appreciate that, you know, and his staff over there, Son Ronald, Manager Lulu, and these people like that, you know, you have to think that this is something that we need to have. And then, you know, he's there on Wednesday with Breeze, you know, so for hand dancing with all you seniors, like myself. We be there every Wednesday, you know. If you like to be on TV, come on by, because they tape it, you know. And they're talking about you got to get up and go to work in the morning, you know what I'm saying? Because we're over at 10 o'clock, you know. 11 o'clock, you be in the bed asleep, you know. And then the next 5, you look at yourself on TV. You know, you look, see how people come in and have a nice time without killing one another or destroying our black culture, you know. It's all about time for me to get out of here. And Kathy didn't show up, though. I'm going to try to make certain that she's here for our live broadcast on Monday, next Monday. But I'm asking you people to come on by and give us a shout out, man, because we really need you. We really need you all to come by and help us, man, because you know this is what this is all about. You know, this is what this is all about. I wish that you all could call and say, Jake, we heard you. We like what you're talking about. We like what you're doing. And come in, you know. Give us a call. 646-668-8573. I'm trying to get this thing together here. Wish you a good farewell and send you all just like you're supposed to be, because as I said, I really appreciate you your listening audience. I really appreciate you supporting my program, and I just well, what else can I say? What else can I say? What else can I say? I love you. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Tune in the same time, same station next week. God bless you. I love you. A nation in prison. May God have mercy.
Ever since, it's been a long